Is anyone else getting the feeling and the sensation that this is not the Tea Party moment of 2009? This isn't even the MAGA moment of 2016 heading into Election Day and then shortly thereafter. This isn't even the take on the deep state moment of the Trump presidency. Are you getting the impression, as I am getting the impression and the feeling, like it's just get the feeling, it's that instinct kind of thing that something different is happening this time. And that the American sheeple aren't all out there like they usually are going, Biden. What do you want me to do, President Biden? And that the resistance and the revolt may be real. I just want to, do you have the statement? Can you pop a statement from the Trump 45, Office of the 45th President of the United States into the chat room so everyone can see it? This basically says that, and I was saying earlier when we were talking about what we were going to talk about here today, I said, people are doing the comments that I've seen about this on Twitter, for example. Yes, thank you very much. I think there's a second page for that. But the comments that I've seen and people that have talked about this on Twitter, for example, I didn't hit Gab up, and I know it's on sp3rn.com, which you should join, especially if you're a Catholic listener. You'll really enjoy the banter there on sp3rn.com. I spent a significant amount of time there. But I think that you will see, if you look at the early commentariat's reaction to this, of course, they're all angry. Why, who does he think he is? Can I just say that people are not perceiving of this. You're not looking at this correctly. Let me put what Trump did yesterday into perspective. Now somebody's listening. What is this? That Trump is king? You're an idol worshiper hour. No, it's a news item, and we're going to comment on it. Here's the proper way to look at this. What is Donald John Trump of Mar-a-Lago today? He's a former president, right? He doesn't have any authority, according to the people that make the rules anyway, in the Biden regime and in the new continental government that is perched on the banks of the Potomac River. I don't even know what to call it anymore. It's not the federal government. It has all of the trappings of it. But since there was a coup and it's been taken over and is now being administered by illegal, illicit, immoral members of that coup, then that's what it is. Certainly can't be the government under the Constitution of the United States for reasons that we have previously mentioned. But since Donald John Trump of Mar-a-Lago doesn't have any authority any longer because he's just a private citizen now. Now, let that sink in for just a moment. Private citizen. This is peculiar, isn't it? He's not riding off into the sunset and asking for some people to donate a couple of acres of land and $50 million, $60 million to build some stupid library and name it after himself. That's what presidents usually do. I got my William Jefferson Blythe Clinton Library. Clinton Library is filled with back issues of Penthouse and Playboy magazine. I mean, it's got some of the fireworks out there from when because all history began when I took the oath on January 20th, 1993 is when all history began. Trump's not out there looking to start a library. I saw an ad for Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas yesterday, and a lot of people didn't see that ad. I saw it, and I went, my comment on that was, more jobs will be created at this hotel this week than the Biden regime will create in 4 years. Be more people put to work at Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. In any event, let me get back to my narrative and my point here. What the former president did yesterday, you could do, I could do. Now, I couldn't be former president, but I could form this group. I could put Peter Navarro to work. So could you. I could put the other people that are, because there's two agencies or two entities. One is a think tank and one is a political activism outfit that are going to operate under the office of the president, the 45th president. This is Trump looking at Mordor and all of the trappings, all of the people that make up the regime. He's looking at them, and if you're watching this on Roku or on the website at crusadechannel.com, this is Trump going, hey, Pelosi, yeah, you. Hey, Schumer, Schmuckles, Chuckles, yeah. Especially you, watermelon head Schiff. Go ahead. File your impeachment. Go ahead. I don't care. I'm not even coming to the trial. But hey, you see this, what I did today? You know what that is? That's this. You can hear that on radio? That's the sound of the right forearm being thrust up into the forearm, left forearm, and like, bufangu, as the Italians would say. He's flipping them off. He's telling them, do what you got to do with your stupid impeachment. I'm not going. I'm not sending an attorney. Hell, most of the Republican Party is not going to show up at this thing. By the by, I confirmed yesterday it takes 67 votes to get a sham impeachment conviction. That's not going to happen. That is not going to happen in the train wreck that is becoming the McConnell minority in the Senate. If McConnell was up in 2 years, he'd be done. You'd be sticking a fork in this clown, but he's not. But any event, here's the statement from the office of the former president, Palm Beach County, Florida. Today, the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, formally opened the office of the former president. The office will be responsible for managing President Trump's correspondence, public statements, appearances, and official activities to advance the interest of the United States. That sounds kind of authoritative, doesn't it? Oh, folks, they are going to be gaslit and lose their collective gourds over this. And to carry on the agenda of the Trump administration through advocacy, organizing, and public activism. President Trump will always and forever be a champion for the American people. Now, this is almost exactly what I told you, one of the options that he had. Go to Mar-a-Lago, set up shop, pretend like you are the president, and you have the Pope of Avignon and the Pope of Rome, the two Pope scenario. Remember, we did an entire show on this. Go to Florida and just pretend like nothing ever happened. You beat the Biden regime, and the only thing you don't have is the buildings. Now, can I just... All right. Those of you that are Catholics, practicing Catholics, you'll get this, you'll understand this. Those of you that are not, I don't know, maybe you'll get it. Those of you that are evangelicals or of some Protestant denomination, just bear with me for a minute here, and I'll lay this out of what was really going on here and why this is important. Again, he's a citizen now. He's just like me and you. He doesn't have any right or authority to do anything that you and I can't do other than be invited to events that are for former presidents, okay? They're probably offering him a pension or a payment of some sort, but keep it. I don't want your Federal Reserve note money. Here's how I look at this, and I would compare this, or I would try and explain this to someone. This is why I said I can make a Catholic analogy here. Currently, the current occupant of the Vatican is Pope Francis. First Jesuit to ever become a pope, probably the last now. A man has taken the name Francis, has never been taken for a pope. In everything he's done, it's been anti-pope, and almost everything, anti-Catholic. That includes all the stuff that's happened here in the United States with the closing of churches, the celebration by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, and yay, we get a Catholic, Biden is our man, yay, we love Joey. And then coming out just the other day going, hey, we didn't know he was pro-infanticide. And as our priest, Father Damien, said on Sunday, how could you not know? Cartoon characters that don't even exist know. And you guys didn't know. Oh, they knew. The saying that you will hear in Orthodox, very conservative Catholic circles is, and this was probably said a couple times during great heresies like the Arian heresy in the 4th century, the saying that you will have is that they have the buildings, but we have the faith. Maggie, have you heard that? I think you've heard that. Mr. Cesare Zippol was in the chat room. I'm sure he's heard that. I'm sure Mr. Barrett has heard that. They have the buildings. So it looks like they're in complete control. And yes, they're making deals. They're wheeling and dealing with the Chi-Coms, is Pope Francis. Wheeling and dealing with the oligarchs and the international banksters and the vaccinists and all of the other heinous, demonically infused and inspired character actors in the world. And the College of Cardinals did validly elect him in this instance. Some people contest that, but I won't. So they have the buildings. They have the big giant cathedrals. They're in control of them. They have St. Peter's Square. Obviously, they have the Vatican. They in whatever bishop in whatever area of the United States, there's always some remnant, if you will, of the beauty that is the conservative, traditional expression and practice of the faith. But they have the buildings and the people that are look at this and go and say to them, so what the Hades is going on here? You can't have people 68% of Catholics running around telling pollsters that they smile big happy plate smiles when they learn that some woman has aborted her child because they agree in most instances that she ought to be able to do that. Not again, not in according to the teaching from the church. And it has not changed. Understand that. It has not changed. So it'd be a good analogy. They have the buildings, but we have the faith. That'd be the faithful. And I'm not pointing a finger at anyone. I don't care what mass you attend. It doesn't matter to me. This is not the point of this. There are many people who say they have the buildings, we have the faith. Trump's doing the exact same thing. Hey, Biden, you've got the building. You've got the White House. So what? Winebox Nancy and her drunken, slobbing stupor. She has a Capitol building. So what? We've shown how we could invade it if it needed to be. It's weak. It's not. It's nothing. You may have the buildings, but we have the MAGA faithful. We have the citizenry. This is significant.